whenever you go out there, you want to win. So I'm disappointed that we couldn't get that last drive in the end zone. And but, I mean, you know, it's just quality reps against a good team, a great team the Texans are. You know, they're out there fighting for their playoff lives, and we just try to go out there and do our jobs and battle. And like I said, it's, no matter what situation you go in, you want to win. So it's a disappointing feeling right now.
Talk about your teammate, Wes Welker, going down.
I don't know anything about it.
Were you aware prior to the game of the back and forth nature of the substitution between you and Brady?
No, I think just to be ready for the opportunity that I was going to be given, and I wasn't sure what it was going to be. And, you know, for my, that's my job week in and week out, is to be ready to go at any time. So I didn't really know, and like I said, just to go in there and take advantage of the opportunities I was given.
And again, back and forth, you know, and then you came out and Brady was back in. Were you at all surprised you were put back in for the final drive? Or?
No, I mean, you know, that's the situation you want to be in. So to go out there and try to take the team down and score, and you know, I just do what I'm told. So, you know, that's my job, is to be ready at a moment's notice. So, you know, they told me I was going in. I got loose. And like I said, it's, you know, you hit a few passes and then you don't convert. It's disappointing.
Right. How do you describe the feeling after this game? A game that, grand scheme of things, didn't mean a lot, but to lose a good player like Wes, then you still got the playoffs. What's that?
You know, it's, for me, it's disappointing because, like I was telling these guys, you know, anytime you go out there, you want to compete and win. So, you know, my last opportunity was an opportunity to win the, or at least tie the game for our team. So I wanted to go out there and perform well. And I think the big thing is, you know, we have the playoffs coming up, so we can just move on and start getting focused on next week and see who we're going to play.
Did you see Julian Edelman today?
I think Julian played, you know, stepped up and played well. He's a tough guy. You know, he's going to fight for every yard. I think that's what you guys saw out there today, and I think he did a great job.
In a lot of ways, like Wes.
I think people have been comparing him to Wes a long time, but I think Julian's his own player, and I think he did really well today.
Julian Edelman is best.
So, Brian, you really didn't have much of an idea of going into the day when you were going to go in or when you were going to go in.
No, I mean, like I was telling him before, you know, it's my job to be ready at a moment's notice. So, you know, we knew that Tom was going to play, but, you know, I was, like I said, it's my job to be ready, and I got my opportunity in the second quarter, and, you know, you just got to take advantage of those opportunities.
You got that opportunity for 1 yard line. Is that more challenging than most?
I mean, that's not the situation you want to be going into, is, you know, on your 1 yard line and then breathing down your throat. So that was tough, and you know, we had the turnover, but you got to respond, and we were able to come back out and move the ball down the field and respond after that.